The largest brownfields mill redevelopment in New England is said to be ahead of schedule. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker visited the project in Ludlow Thursday. Baker helped cut a ceremonial red ribbon to mark the formal opening of 75 apartments in a formerly vacant 110-year-old brick building that is part of the Ludlow Mills Preservation and Redevelopment Project. After touring one of the model apartments that feature restored original brick walls, columns, and beams, new insulated floor-to-ceiling windows, and loading docks converted to patios, Baker pronounced it a spectacular reuse of an historic building.
Because you really have, in many ways, captured what made this a gorgeous and distinctive structure in the first place, and have preserved so many of the elements that, in some respects, are just breathtaking about this space.
The apartments, which are restricted for rent by people age 50 and older, are in high demand in Massachusetts, where the governor noted that 30% of the population is over age 60.
If you look at our population demographics around the Commonwealth, senior housing is going to be a real issue for us for a very long time. And this was obviously something that was needed in this community.
All of the apartments at what is now known as the Residence at Mill 10 are leased. Cheryl Champagne said she moved into her apartment in August.
Exposed brick walls, the beams, everything is perfect. I couldn't ask for anything more. Absolutely not.
The $20 million conversion of the four-story, 105,000-square-foot building by Boston-based Wynn Companies was aided by $3.5 million in state subsidies and tax credits the Baker administration awarded for the project in 2015. Wynn Development President Larry Curtis said the company is working on getting financing in place to construct housing at Mill 8, the landmark clock tower building, which was built in 1900 and is part of the official seal of the town of Ludlow.
Vacant mills that get turned into high-quality mixed-income housing demand attention of detail in design, detail in financing, detail and execution.
The redevelopment of Ludlow Mills, a complex of more than 60 buildings sitting on 170 acres along the Chicopee River, is being managed by West Mass Area Development Corporation. The nonprofit developer of large industrial parks purchased the mill complex in 2011. West Mass CEO Eric Nelson said a master redevelopment plan estimates there will be 2,000 jobs created, $300 million in private investment, and $2 million in new tax revenue for Ludlow.
We are in the sixth year of a 20-year master plan, but I think we're ahead of schedule with the overall development.
Earlier this week, the town was awarded a $3.5 million MassWorks program grant from the Baker administration to help finance construction of a new street, Riverside Drive, that Nelson said will open up 60 acres at the eastern side of the complex for eventual development.
I would think that within the next 3 to 5 years we'll be heavily underway with new construction out east.
The town has applied for another $3.5 million from the U.S. Economic Development Association to build the access road. Reporting from Ludlow, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.